This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. As the relentless march of coronavirus upends our lives, many are reaching out to others at a safe distance to ask, how are you doing? What are you doing to cope? WEMU's Barbara Lucas has been ringing up a wide range of folks to hear their unique stories, including a local restaurateur.
So, like, what are your biggest concerns with all this?
I'm concerned about our city more than anything. I was walking around downtown yesterday, and boy, it's kind of a ghost town, and almost everything is shuttered.
That's Phyllis Engelbert, owner of two Ann Arbor restaurants, Detroit Street Filling Station and The Lunchroom.
Before the whole virus lockdown started, we had 70 people on staff.
She says she's been able to keep the majority of them working, at least part-time. How's she doing enough takeout business to stay afloat? It's counterintuitive, but in part, it's by giving away free food.
It kind of started when people were saying, what can we do? How can we help? And we said, if you want to help, buy a gift certificate. So people bought gift certificates. And then we announced that thanks to all the generosity from all the gift certificate purchases, we were going to offer food to anyone who needed it. And that instigated a new round of gift certificate purchasing. So we're specifically targeting this offer to laid off restaurant industry workers and service industry workers, but we won't turn anybody away. If you need a meal, put in an order, call it in, and just ask for the unemployed discount, and you get 100% off.
Keeping the restaurant open has another benefit.
Well over half of our employees are people in recovery, which is pretty well known out there, and this is a really hard time for people in recovery to stay sober, because without meetings, without employment, without structure, people are relapsing. So if I know that there's somebody who's at risk, I will give them shifts, whether we have the money or not to pay for it, and that's what some of the gift card funds is helping with too. If there's not an actual shift, people can come in and do cleaning projects, beautification projects.
She's determined to keep it all going as long as she can.
I know a lot of businesses, including my own, are attempting to negotiate with landlords about rent breaks. There's also a huge health insurance bill to pay right now that I haven't paid yet. It's $17,000 and it's due next week. I'm worried there's a lot of employers in the same boat who provide health and dental insurance for their employees. And if you can't make payment, and if they cut you off, then not only do you have an overloaded healthcare system, but you have a whole lot of people with no insurance anymore.
She says many assume that previously busy restaurants should have enough savings to weather this storm.
Even a restaurant that seems like it's doing great and it's busy and packed every time you walk in, that what you're seeing there is money in, money out.
There's a long list of expenses to meet,
which leaves about a 2% margin at the end of the day. Hmm. And then if you have a week where sales are down by 50%, that pretty much wipes out what you have in the bank.
She says there's so many people whose jobs have evaporated. For instance, before this crisis, her restaurant hired live music about 4 times a week.
So we're probably spending more than $1,000 a week on music, and now we're not. And so I know there's been webcasts and live stream of musicians trying to raise money to pay their own bills. So it's just hard. There's just a whole lot of need out there.
But she tries not to dwell on fears about the future.
I have so much work to do that I'm like focused on what's directly in front of me.
Staying positive helps keep her staff positive. Indeed, a we can get through this attitude is contagious. Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.